war between the states.
Yes, the war between the states.
Now, the sheriff in the Wild West was charged with a duty of keeping...
order.
Yeah, and something before it. Something in order.
Don't break the laws. Keep the law in order.
Okay. And Lansing is the capital of...
Michigan.
Springfield is the capital of...
Illinois.
Columbus is the capital of...
Ohio.
Tell a person from Ohio because he'll say Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio or Ohio.
Oh, I see.
I could say I'm from Akron, Ohio. The state just east of Illinois is...
Indiana.
And Buffalo is in...
New York.
Pittsburgh is in...
Pennsylvania.
Just across the Ohio River from Ohio. Talk about the Ohio River in Ohio.
It's Ohio.
Across the southern side is...
Kentucky.
Oh, how was that? I didn't hear it.
Kentucky.
Okay. And the country just north of the United States is...
Canada.
And the largest city in Michigan is...
Detroit.
And
I'm saying these like with a question mark after it. Well, I'm not meaning to.
If I don't get the right response, I'll let you know. And this might not get it. The largest city in Kentucky is...
Lexington.
Well, it's actually, there's one larger.
Louisville. I have very close friends in Lexington.
Mm-hmm. And the largest city in Illinois is?
Chicago.
And the largest city in southwestern Ohio, the Queen City, is one of the older cities in Ohio.
Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. Now, how do they pronounce it? Do they call it Cincinnati or...
Cincinnati. I don't know.
It used to be Cincinnati. I remember when I was a little girl. But
my relatives from southern Ohio pronounce it Cincinnati, but I don't know whether that's how the people from that city would pronounce it or not. The capital of the United States is...
Washington.
And if you're nursing somebody along who's been very...
Ill,
and you say to yourself, it doesn't seem to be much progress, and you say, it seems...
He will not recover, or he will recover.
Would you say it seems like?
Seems like he will recover.
Okay. Now, if you are a very close friend to somebody, and you always went everywhere together, and the person says, I'm going to go to Chicago, and you'd say, oh, surely you won't go...
Without me.
And if you had he goes, well, rather you go at the end, surely you won't go...
Without me.
Right, and you end the sentence with you go. I go, I mean. Surely you won't go blank, I go.
You surely won't go the place I go.
All right. you happen to like a certain TV program, a comedian, let's say, Red Skelton, suppose you'd liked him. And you say to somebody, well, I like him. And they say, why do you like him? You say, well, I like him.
I like his personality.
Or, I like him. There's one reason why you like him. And you say, because he's funny, let's say.
Well,
I like him.
I like him because he has a sense of humor.
All right. Was that because?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can't read my writing.